And then they started talking about what had happened. And so the people told them to leave. I know. Believe me, it happens all the time. God does a mighty work. The first thing they tell you is get out of here. Don't need that stuff going on. Let's do some hermeneutics.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Let's do some Bible interpretation. Let's check this stuff out for ourselves. Let's break it down, all right? Let's break it down. God is able to deliver with far-reaching results. When we look at this passage, who are some of the people or groups of people that were directly impacted by this incredible miracle that God had worked? Let's just start to list them. We're going to talk about them in a minute, but let's just list them for now. Who are some of the people or groups of people that were impacted by this? Anybody? Whoa, one at a time. Somebody say the birds? What? The herds. I was thinking Alfred Hitchcock or something. I don't know. The herd of swine. Yeah, they were definitely impacted by it. Swine flu that day. Oh, this is getting worse by the minute. Who else was impacted by this stuff? What's that? His family. The demonic's family. The town people, I think somebody said. What? The owners of the swine. Okay. The disciples. Yeah, the people that came on the boat. Jesus and the disciples were impacted. Demons were impacted, definitely. They were impacted by that. They were impacted when they hit the bottom of the cliff. Oh, man. Huh? Thank you, Abby. The man who was delivered definitely had an impact in his life, didn't it? Who else was impacted by this? Jesus, I'm sure. Delighted in what happened. Yeah, and also they asked him to leave. Who else? The region of Decapolis, that's right. A lot of people. And they all marveled. What's that? The guy's friends. That's right. Go home and tell your friends. The owner of the pigs. That's right. And who else besides the owner of the pigs? Or the pigs, yeah. The employees, the ones who fed and fled. Okay, this is great, man. This is what they teach you in Bible college, how to break it down, how to really tear this thing apart. Let's take a look at some of these guys. Let's first talk about the man, like Abby pointed out. The man himself, the demoniac. What kind of impact did it have in his life? Total extreme change. Don't you guys want to see that happen in people's lives? How many people know someone here who is probably living in torment in their soul? Doesn't it break your heart? It is so heart-wrenching, man. And my heart breaks for people who are living under that crushing fear and depression. That is such a horrible place to be. And I want so bad to see God give them victory. Because it's so, so good when He does, isn't it? I love when God does that. Here's this man, tormented, mutilated, naked and isolated, living in the tombs of the dead. And God delivers him out of it all. Now, not forever. It wasn't always that good for everybody. We looked at a couple other people. How about the employees, the guys who fed and fled? Here you are in an illegal operation. Because remember, it's illegal for the Jews to eat swine. They were not supposed to be having herds of pigs. And so they're raising these things, and here these employees are. They are entrusted with a very valuable, over 2,000 pigs. They are entrusted with a very valuable, illegal commodity. And guess what just happened to it? It just got blitzed. It's gone. It's history. The pigs are toast, and these employees are probably thinking, so are we. What are we going to tell the boss when we get back? Where's the pigs? Well, we were watching them and suddenly just ran off the cliff and destroyed themselves. I think they're going to do some cliff running themselves when the owner finds out. So these guys ran back as quick as they could before Jesus left to say, it wasn't us, it was him. The only thing they were concerned about was not getting thrown off the cliff themselves. How about the owners? Were they excited about it? Did they come back and say, praise God, the man was healed? What did the owners say? Get out of here. Leave to get out of town, buddy. Who do you think you are? What are you doing? I don't know what you did to that guy. That's pretty scary stuff, but I know what you did to my pigs. A lot of money just ran off the cliff. You know, if you're going to eat $5, make it exciting. But that was not just pigs. That was money running down the cliffs. Man, that was gold. So the owners were not that excited. Not everybody. Let me tell you something. Not everybody will be excited about the good things that God does in your life. I'm debating right now on Facebook with somebody who ought to be thrilled about the good things that God has done for her family. She's still wrestling with that. Not sure she's so excited about that. But I have confidence that God is going to work with her heart. But not everybody will be excited about the good things that God does in your life. You have to make a choice. Do I want the goodness of God or do I want the praise of my buddies? I want the goodness of God. The demons didn't turn out so good. I guess, I don't know, did it turn out good or not good for them? Not really good. Of course, they didn't get thrown in the abyss. I mean, that's a plus. It's always a plus, you know, it's always a good day when you don't get thrown into hell. That's the way I figure. If I'm out of hell, I'm at least on the red side of the report. John. That's right. They'd rather hit the beach than hit the fire. So yeah, that wasn't too bad, you know. And pig snouts are kind of flat anyway, so it probably gave them a little bit of a cushion. You know, just anyway. Huh? Now, isn't that interesting? See, because you got to ask yourself those questions when you're reading Scripture. You ought to ask yourself all the things that come up in your mind that you don't understand. Ask those questions and ask God those questions. It says here they begged him that he would not send them out of the country. Isn't that interesting? Why? Did you say Annapolis? It's the eastern part of Israel. It's on the eastern part of the Sea of Galilee. It's a region. Jesus says, that's right. Jesus says, when a spirit leaves a man, he goes through what? Dry places, seeking rest and finding what? None. When a spirit leaves a man, he wanders through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Do you know why spirits probably love to possess people? Because they can enjoy all of the lustful pleasures that those people indulge themselves in. They are bodiless. They are spirits. And yet when they possess a person's body, they get to indulge in all of those things. It's really cool. Like John the Baptist, he was in his mother's womb. And when his mother got filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what it did for John? Filled him with the Holy Spirit. So they wander through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. And what do they come to the conclusion? I think I'll go back to where I had it. I'll go possess this guy again. And only this time, he got kicked out the last time. Now he brings his buddies and said, we're not getting evicted this time. He brings seven spirits worse than himself, and the last state of the man is worse than the beginning. So they said, don't send us out of the country, because there was a lot of sin there. The people were in rebellion against God. They were raising swine, which was against the law in that time. So he said, send us into the place. Man, let us, David. Yes, it can affect the economy, especially the black market economy. That's why those drug gangs down in Brazil had a little bit of problem with Dulce down there, you know, getting people saved. That's why they invited her to talk in their place. All right, the man himself, the witnesses, the owners, the demons. Somebody said the man's friends and family and all who were in Decapolis were impacted by that. Talk about an evangelism program. This guy wanted to go to Jesus. Jesus said, no, go tell your friends and family what good things God has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. When his family saw him come walking down the street in his right mind, fully dressed, do you think it impacted them? They all marveled. Doesn't mean they got out their Spider-Man comics. It means they were astounded at what God had just done in this man's life. They marveled. They were amazed. They did a double take and they said, boy, if I didn't know better, that looks like Bob coming up the road. But dude's wearing clothes, man. And he's not screaming anymore. In fact, cleans up pretty good. They were amazed when he walked into the house and sat down calmly and with joy on his countenance said, you wouldn't believe what just happened to me. Not only in his hometown, but Decapolis is a whole region. Through the whole region, the word went out. Wow. I can take away two things from this very quickly to close this out. Number one, if you're in an extreme situation, run to Jesus. Don't isolate. Don't run away. Don't get more depressed. Don't self-medicate with all kinds of destructive practices and drugs and alcohol. Just run to Jesus and worship him because that's what's going to bring that power, that extreme power. And then the Lord can minister out of his power and authority and deliver you out of that extreme situation and bless you with extreme far-reaching results. If you find yourself in an extreme place, go to your extreme God and get extreme results. And number two, if God has done that for you, go tell somebody about it. Because they need to hear that our God is mighty to save. They need to hear that our God is an extreme deliverer and he can deliver out of the worst situations. Praise God. I don't know if anybody needs extreme deliverance today. Is there anybody who would like prayer today? We got all day long. We'll pray for you. We'd be happy to. We'd be happy to just call the power of God down and just let heaven invade earth and do some extreme work in your life. Praise God.